This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9 with Leo this morning. Now, our next guest is a singer-songwriter from the Central Coast. He has just released his new EP, which is online right now, playing some gigs here in Melbourne coming up in July. Nathan Hawes.
Thank you for having me.
No worries at all, man. Now, you grew up in the Central Coast,
yep,
so you had the surf and the great atmosphere. And
this is a pretty relaxed lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, it was a good school that I went to, and then I just spend the weekends with, like, family and friends just at the beach and whatnot. Yeah, it's pretty normal childhood, I guess.
And I guess doing that surfing gives you a chance to sort of reflect on your songwriting. So when did that sort of develop?
I probably started playing guitar when I was about 8, and then it kind of just kept on developing. And then I was about, like, 14, and I started putting my vocals with it. Then I started writing songs when I was probably about 15 or something. I've just been doing that ever since. So,
because your dad is quite musical, and he wanted to be, I guess, a performer when he was young, is that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And he didn't pursue it?
He didn't, no.
So he thought, okay, I'm going to push you. Well, did he encourage you to do your music?
Yeah, he encouraged me, and he always just, you know, had full support in everything I did musically. But
because sometimes parents can be like, okay, you've got to get a trade, you've got to get a real job, and
all that.
Crap stuff,
you know? Yeah, exactly. I don't know, my parents always, you know, wanted me to see me succeed in whatever I did. But
so what music was in your household when you were growing up? What were you listening to in your parents' music collection?
They played a lot of, like, Fleetwood Mac and a lot of Led Zeppelin stuff, and dad took me to a few tribute concerts when I was pretty young, and that's how I kind of got into it. Yeah, there's a whole lot of really old cool records that I've, you know, been listening to recently, and it's like sounds that I've heard before, but then they're just
put the pieces together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I guess with your songwriting, what artists inspired you with your songwriting?
Well, it's a lot of people like Ben Howard and stuff like that. Yeah, pretty much. But I try, you know, keep it open, and I'd listen to a whole lot of different genres, so.
I guess last year was a big year for you. You were finishing school and you're on The Voice last year, which was interesting take on The Voice because it gives you exposure on a national scale.
Yeah.
Was it a tough decision to do The Voice last year?
I don't know. I wouldn't really take it back if I could because it was just such a learning experience. I learned so much about the industry, and I really didn't know anything before that just because I was playing a lot of market gigs and stuff, but I learned a lot about the industry and record labels and everything, and that's when I saw I'm the record label and management, and I've just been doing that ever since. So
I listened to your audition song, Drake's Hold On, We're Going Home, the other day. The Madden Brothers turned you on first.
Mm.
And you went with the Madden Brothers.
Yeah.
Was it always your intention that you sort of, okay, well, there's four judges, four great mentors. Were they always at your top of the list to sort of go with?
Kind of. I didn't really think about it too much when I was going in there. I didn't want to overthink anything. But, yeah, it was a pretty weird experience, but
working with Joel and Mentor, they've been in Good Charlotte, launched the debut album back in 2000, been at NC a long time. We've got a new album coming out in July. What do they bring to the table as far as teaching you about the, I guess, the business side of the industry?
Yeah, it was really good, you know, hanging out with them pretty often just because they're more in the managing side of music now, and they've been doing it for their whole lives, and they've done exactly, you know, what I want to do. You know, they've basically just left home and played music until they got a bit bigger audience, you know, to travel around and do it. So kind of gave me some guidance and stuff, which is pretty good.
With the industry, it's a small part is about performing and songwriting and recording, but a large part is all the other stuff, all the boring crap that goes on, you know,
the
labels and social media and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So how's your head around all that stuff going through that whole process?
Got a really good management team who, you know, helped me out, and we work together a lot. But keep my head on straight and do what I've got to do, really. So
now, some of your performances on The Voice, one of my favourites was Vance Joy's Find the Flood. That was a highlight for me.
Yeah.
So what about yourself? What was your favourite moment on The Voice?
The Bob Dylan song. I was pretty happy with that. That's a good song. But
And you got to sing with Benji on Wonderwall Oasis.
Yeah.
That was a bit of a treat.
Yeah, it was pretty cool singing with Benji. He's a really nice guy.
Have you guys kept in contact? Have they listened to the EP and have they given you some help with that?
Yeah, we've been in contact a little bit. They're super busy, so
yeah, of course, obviously. Now, I mean, during the competition, you were compared a lot with Cody Simpson, which is, anyway, flattering. Also, bit frustrating because you're two different people.
Yeah.
Right? So you're both sort of surfy dudes and got like a sort of a similar style. But Coast was quite sort of poppy when he first came out and you're sort of more folk.
Yeah.
Has it always been your direction with the music? Has it always been sort of that goal to go towards that genre?
It's kind of just been what I've been playing, folk music, and it's obviously evolving into kind of folk rock now a bit more, but yeah, my music's always consistently evolving and always playing with new musicians, trying new things and whatnot, so.
Because you released your independent EP last year.
Yeah.
Went to number one iTunes.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You're sort of like a bit excited that you've got this EP out and even you're on The Voice and everything was sort of happening and people were discovering your music. It must have been a really big deal for you because you wrote all the songs on the EP.
Mm. Yeah, it was a weird experience. I kind of just went all crazy for a little while there. But yeah, I'm just releasing, you know, some more music soon again and doing a lot of writing and, you know, just doing it that way. It's just releasing music and playing shows.
You left with the wolves and into the dark and you would do this all from the start. You left with the wolves and into the dark and you would do this all from the start.
Hey, this is Nathan Hawes. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
The new EP, I Wasn't There, all self-penned songs, picked at number 4 on the iTunes chart, which is fantastic. Now, the lead song we played here on Joy a few months ago, in fact, called Left With The Wolves. Tell us about that track.
That was a track I wrote when I was like 16 or something. And
okay.
It kind of just came back in recently. The record label liked it and I re-recorded it and changed it around a bit. But it was kind of a song that I wasn't really thinking of still pursuing, and then a lot of people liked it.
Now, the new release is called I Remember, a really, really good song. I love that one. And you wrote it in Sydney, spending time away from your friends and your family. Obviously, it's quite tough, bit of inspiration there.
Yeah, basically, I was kind of isolated from all my friends and family and stuff, and I just wrote it, I guess, as a reminder to myself to remember the people who have helped me get to where I want to get. So, yeah, it's just, I guess, the main theme of it.
Now, your producer on the album has worked with the likes of Jackson Jackson and Dan Sultan.
Yeah, working with Yarn was a super cool experience. I never really met him before, and I kind of just went there just to see if, you know, we clicked and if it worked. And it, you know, he kind of understood what I wanted to do straight away, and we got a really cool range of musicians in to lay some tracks down and everything. So, yeah, we kind of spent 3 weeks in the studio pretty much every day, you know, nailing the tracks down. And
what did he bring to the recording process? Was more a sort of a collaborative effort that you sort of...
Yeah, like I would come in with the songs and then kind of pick the best ones and then go through what we can add to them and what he can kind of bring to the table, I guess, as well.
Let's move on to the tour because you did some dates at Chapel of Chapel in January.
Yeah.
Really gorgeous venue. It's an amazing venue. And, of course, more dates in July. You're playing Melbourne's Memo Music Hall on Saturday, 2nd of July, another cool venue.
Yeah.
What are you going to be playing on that gig? Obviously, the EP and a few covers in the mix.
Yeah, I'll be playing with a full band on that one. So it'll be, I think, maybe the first full band show I'll ever play. Yeah, I'm really excited for that. Be all originals and a few little covers here and there and some new tracks.
Over 200,000 on Instagram and Facebook. That's really helped you with your, I guess, building your fan base and, you know, you're quite sort of casual with your fans and you're posting all the time. Do you like posting on social media?
Yeah, well, wherever I go, I have a photographer with me and we'll kind of just get a lot of material for the social media and stuff.
And you're a bit of a new van recently out here. You're doing the old school.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So what goes on the road, Nathan? Tell us some secrets.
I don't know, just a whole lot of surfing and exploring and, you know, cooking her and dinner and the cooker and whatnot. So, yeah, just a whole lot of travelling and adventuring, I guess.
The new EP is called I Wasn't There. It is available online right now. You're playing some gigs at Melbourne's Memo Music Hall, Saturday, 2nd of July. You're back here for those dates. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's all right. Cheers. Yeah. Thank you. All the best for the tour. And you're going all around the country doing Brisbane, Sydney, Newcastle, Adelaide.
Yeah.
So good luck for that.
Yeah.
Good luck for the EP. And the album's coming out later on this year. Got a full-length album coming out.
Probably another EP and then another album next
EPs
year.
EPs are better. I like EPs. It's a bit of a taste doing sort of, you know.
Yeah, just see what people like and what they don't like. So, yeah.
Thanks, Nathan.
Well, thanks for having me.
The days spent beneath your clothes, and I remember the people who helped me grow.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.